Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here at Share Talk on Wednesday, the 6th of January. Starting off with Argo Blockchain, where I delivered a tweet yesterday when the shares were around 63-64 pence, looking for a rising trend channel heading for 90 pence. But given the way that stocks moved, it looks as though we can upgrade that to as high as £1.10. By the end of the month, while we have no end-of-day close back below yesterday's high at 65 pence, obviously, given how volatile the situation is at the moment and how overbought the stock is at with an RSI of 96, we have rather large parameters here, but £1.10 while we're above 65 could be the scenario for Argo Blockchain. Not quite so dramatic, I was going to say romantic. Dramatic is Angus Energy with the bull flag breakout, which is very nice, breaking through last month's intraday high at 0.95 pence. And above that, looking for a resistance line projection from back in May, as high as 1.6 pence, hopefully by the end of this month, at top of the broadening triangle we've got there on the daily chart. Also, can see the moving averages there heading towards a golden cross for the 200 and the 50-day. Already we're getting a 2200 golden cross there, so that's a pretty strong setup there at Angus Energy. One of the more dramatic and amazing, I think, charts of the recent past has been Braveheart. Obviously, we had the jiggery pokery associated with the dividend payout, massive one that the company gave out, and shares straight back up again, really effectively, over the last 2 to 4 weeks, breaking back above the 50-day moving average at 39 pence, and also breaking that resistance line there from the beginning of November around the 30 pence level. But at least while we're above the 50-day line, looking for a top of November price channel target at 70 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of this month. And obviously that would retest the previous November peak and the high of the year in that area. Stock which is really surprising on the upside and has done really well over the last few sessions is Coro Energy. The big breakout here really breaking the 200-day moving average just below 0.4 pence. Before that, we had a warning that the stock was going to break higher with the breakthrough 0.3, but now it's all about breaking above that old peak from back in May at 0.69. Above that, on an end-of-day close basis, we're looking for, hopefully, the top of a broadening triangle from back in April last year, currently promising a target as high as 1.2 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of February, maybe even by the end of this month, given the way that the shares are moving. Another stock with an RSI at 96 out of 100, so really going great guns there. Not quite as overcooked at Duke Mount at the moment, but building up quite nicely. We've had that extended bear trap below the 0.7 pence level, also below the 200-day moving average at 0.7 as well. The current situation is that we're looking just for an end-of-day close through 0.8 pence, just to confirm that we could be on our way to that September resistance line projection at 1.1 pence, hopefully by the end of this month. Obviously, we've been in a range between what 0.6 and 0.9, so the key here really is to hold above 0.9 and then move on from there, which hopefully we will do on this particular occasion. This stage, early release, sustained price action back below 0.7, really delaying the upside scenario, given how long and how exhaustive the testing for support between 0.6 and 0.7 has been in the recent past. Company I interviewed yesterday, and the interview's out at the moment, was Helium One. So it looks like a good opportunity to look at the chart. Here we've got the stock just toying around the 8 pence level. A decent end of day or end of week close above 8 pence should hopefully take the shares up towards the top of a rising trend channel, notionally heading towards the 14 pence level, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Stop loss areas, I think I've said before, just around the 6 pence level. So sustained action above 8, hopefully up to 14 pence near term for Helium One. Good to see oil stocks bouncing back at the moment, and one of them is I3 Energy, which been championing a little in recent weeks. It was hopefully one of my stocks of the week of the year on the basis that it was so under the radar. We broke that resistance line there from August, around 5 pence at the end of last month, and now have had a decent push through the 200-day moving average at 5.6 pence. Above the 200-day line on a weekly close basis, we're hopefully looking towards the top of the rising September channel at 6.5 pence, and then over the next 2 to 3 months up to 10 pence, which is the top of the June rising trend channel from last year. Another pretty dynamic situation to look at the moment is IQAI. Here we've had a break of that November resistance line and the 50-day moving average rising at 10.15 pence. The longer we stay above the 50-day line, the greater the chance of a retest of November resistance through 20 pence plus. Best case scenario target by the end of next month, perhaps up towards that May resistance line projection at 27 pence. But let's see how we go. Just had a recent request this morning for KEFI, and I think it's deserved in the sense, or to include it anyway, in the sense that we've broken that September resistance line at 2 pence, and at least while we're above the 50-day moving average at 1.77 pence, looking towards the top of the rising July trend channel, 4.75 pence, hopefully over the next 1 to 2 months, so maybe as soon as the end of February, but maybe probably going into March on that particular target. Oriel is next. I think I covered it yesterday, but no harm in looking at it again. Here we've had a nice break of that October resistance at 0.66 pence and decent end of day close above that level today, and for the end of the week should take the shares up towards the September resistance line projection at a penny, and that could be hit as soon as the end of this month. Been a bit of a race between Argo blockchain and online blockchain, but I think at the moment we've got Argo ahead. Hopefully online will catch up. Here we've got the shares at peaking out so far just below 70 pence, which was the initial target, or rather optimistic target, we had earlier this month, I think a few days ago. Current situation is that we're looking for an end of day close above that April resistance line at 69 pence to hopefully deliver a new leg to the upside. And ironically, rather like on Argo, the target here could be as high as £1.10 by the end of next month if we clear the 70 pence area relatively quickly. The only slight proviso probably is that you'd want to see a decent end of day close above last month's peak at 62 pence over the next few sessions, or on a weekly close basis ahead of the setup towards £1.10. Just a couple of stocks to go now. Old favourites, well, at least for some. First is Supply Me Capital. Here we've got the shares delivering a second rebound towards the 50-day moving average at 0.44 pence. The ideal scenario now is that we clear the 0.65 to 0.7 pence area over the next few days. End of day close or a weekly close above 0.7 should now be enough to take the shares up to 1.1 pence at the top of the Browning Triangle from August, hopefully without any further need for support testing, which we've had quite exhaustive test for support towards 0.5 over the last 2 to 3 weeks. But above 0.7, as I said, up towards 1.1, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Another stock which has been exhaustively base building is Tiziana. And what we're looking for here really is hopefully an end of day close above the 200-day moving average at 113 pence. Well, if we can get that over the next couple of sessions, then hopefully the shares can hit the top of the November trend channel, currently promising a target as high as £1.50. Hopefully that would be as soon as the end of next month. But keep an eye on not only last month's intraday peak at 109, but also the 50-day moving average at 100 pence as well. Ideally, we stay well above both those particular features ahead of that £1.50 target over the next few weeks. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.